This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. County clerks across Michigan are preparing for whichever way the U.S. Supreme Court rules on same-sex marriage. The ruling is expected by month's end. Among those county clerks is Barb Byram, a former Democratic state representative who is now the county clerk for Ingham County. Barb, how are you preparing for the possibility that the court will open the door to same-sex marriage in Michigan?
Well, we talk to the employees, make sure the employees are comfortable like they were last March, and make sure we have enough supplies for an influx in applications for marriage.
But I know there's issues for county clerks to deal with among the fact that the state is not changing the marriage form until the high court decision comes down. What does that mean for you?
Yeah, it's really unfortunate that we are expecting the state to wait before it will issue a new form. But that's okay, because in Ingham County, we know how to make the form represent all people and apply towards marriage licenses. So last March, we whited out the bride and groom designation, and that will be our intent again this time if the court rules in favor of marriage equality.
So you can basically tweak the form, and that doesn't change the legality of it?
It didn't for those marriages that we issued last March, so I certainly would not expect that to change the legality of it. I would never knowingly issue an illegal marriage license, so I have no concerns with the validity of these licenses.
Did the state ask you about those the last time for that small window back in March of 2014?
Well, we always send executed marriage licenses on to the state for their records as well. We didn't experience any problems. In fact, memory serves me, the governor deemed those marriages valid, which I knew all along.
Now, I know that there is a 3-day waiting period between applying for a marriage license and getting one in Michigan, but you can waive that, can't you?
Absolutely. In Michigan, a marriage license is valid for 33 days upon the date of application, but it is not accessible until 3 days after. So there's that 3-day waiting period. It may be waived at the discretion of the county clerk. It's usually my practice to waive that 3-day waiting period, so I would certainly do that again. There is a fee associated with that, but I think so many couples have waited, in many cases decades, I can't imagine making them wait another 3 days to get married.
You were, as we were saying, one of the clerks who opened up your office on that Saturday in March of last year so couples could jump in there, get married. Tell us what you remember from that day.
Oh, my soul. March 22nd, 2014 was an amazing day. I wasn't sure if I could open the office. I really needed staff to come in. And at about 6 o'clock in the morning, staff told me they'd come in and issued a press release and used social media to let everyone know that the office would be open. And that day, we issued 57 same-sex marriage licenses, one opposite-sex marriage license, two birth requests, and we processed one concealed pistol license application. And that day, all three levels of the historical Mason Courthouse had marriage ceremonies going on. We had two women show up to give out carnations to all newlyweds. We had ministers of all different faiths. We had the East Lansing Mayor Nathan Triplett show up just to help perform marriage ceremonies. I was fortunate enough to perform marriage ceremonies. My kids came. Other people's children came. It was a wonderful, amazing experience in love.
We see there are already attempts in the legislature to circumvent, roadblock, should the court rule to overturn Michigan's ban on same-sex marriage. What do you feel when you watch that kind of thing going on?
It's very concerning because I believe that the U.S. Supreme Court will rule in favor of marriage equality, but even when the court does rule in favor of love, I could perform a marriage ceremony for a same-sex couple one day, and the following day that couple could be fired from work just for being gay. So we have a long way to go towards equality in our state, but marriage equality is a great step, and then we need to focus on equality for all people.
But as you know, there are people who will say, look, Michigan voters said they wanted that ban in 2004.
Yeah, voters can't vote to take away what I believe is a right. And that is what the U.S. Supreme Court will be deciding. Hopefully a decision will come this week, but maybe, you know, Monday of next week. I look forward to the court ruling in favor of love and equality.
Ingham County Clerk Barb Byram preparing for the possibility that the Supreme Court will overturn Michigan's ban on same-sex marriage. That decision expected before month's end. Barb, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.